Hey everyone. Welcome back to Mental Fortitude Daily. Your friendly neighborhood stoic guide, Taylor Reed, here, ready to pump you up with 5 minutes of wisdom that'll leave you feeling unstoppable. Now, I gotta ask it to feel like your brain is a public Wi-Fi network. Everyone and their dog just hops on, sending demands, notifications, anxieties, the whole shebang. Today we're diving into something super important. Setting boundaries for healthy mental habits. Because let's be real, you deserve some digital detox vibes in your mind palace. Think of it like this. Your brain is an amazing machine capable of incredible things. But just like any high-performance engine, it needs proper fuel and maintenance. Boundaries are those non-negotiables that help you control what goes in and keep the whole system running smoothly. First up, ditch the always-on mentality. It's a myth. No human can be consistently on without burning out. Designate specific times for work, social media, emails, heck, even phone calls. Give yourself permission to unplug and recharge. Remember that feeling of bliss when you finally disconnect? That's your brain saying thank you. Number 2. Learn to say no gracefully. It's a superpower, I promise. You don't have to be the superhero who saves every damsel in distress even though this sounds pretty cool. Prioritize what truly matters and politely decline requests that drain your energy or time. Think of it as self-preservation you can't pour from an empty cup, right? Ever feel like a human vending machine dispensing advice and emotional support left and right? We've all been there. Remember, you're not responsible for fixing everyone's problems. Number 3. Be selective with your media consumption. News feeds can be overwhelming, social media can be a vortex of comparison, and let's not even talk about reality TV, it's just pure sugar rush for the brain. Choose content that uplifts, inspires, or educates you. Be mindful of what you're feeding your mind, quality over quantity, always. Number 4. Cultivate some solitude. I know, this might sound like a death sentence in our hyper-connected world, but trust me on this one. Spending time alone allows you to reconnect with yourself, process emotions, and simply recharge. Go for walks, read a book, meditate, whatever helps you find that inner peace. Remember, the most interesting people are often the ones who spend quality time reflecting. And finally, number 5. Practice self-compassion. We're all human, prone to mistakes and setbacks. When things get tough, be kind to yourself. Acknowledge your feelings, forgive your shortcomings, and remember that you're capable of growth and resilience. You're on a journey, not a race. Celebrate the wins, learn from the stumbles, and keep moving forward. Think about it, when was the last time you intentionally set boundaries for your mental well-being? Maybe you said no to an extra commitment, unplugged for a few hours, or even just took some deep breaths and acknowledged your feelings. These small acts of self-care can make a huge difference. Speaking of making a difference, let me share a quick story. Last week, I felt myself getting overwhelmed with emails and deadlines. Instead of diving headfirst into the chaos, I took a step back. I went for a walk, listened to my favorite music, and cleared my head. When I returned, I tackled my work with renewed focus and energy. It was like hitting the refresh button on my entire day. So remember, friends, setting boundaries is not selfish, it's essential for maintaining your mental well-being and living a fulfilling life. Be intentional about what you allow into your mind and prioritize activities that nourish your soul. And that's a wrap for today. Remember to keep practicing those boundaries, keep taking care of yourselves, and keep coming back for more daily doses of stoic wisdom. Until next time, keep shining bright. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little mental fortitude boost. And if you enjoyed it, leave us a review, it helps others find their way here.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.